Hi everyone, welcome back to OMG Stop. I'm Jamie.
I'm Krista.
Today we're doing a little Q&A. We thought it'd be fun. Krista and I actually did a video like this on my YouTube channel a while ago. And then I was like, okay, what if we did like an updated version or we asked different questions? Because we've talked about ourselves enough, but maybe there's more you don't know about us. Maybe there's stuff I don't know about Krista or things I'm curious about. Maybe there's things she's curious about with me. I just thought it'd be like really fun. I've had like a nutty week and I thought this would be very fun and lighthearted for all of you, especially because it's been about now a year since we've been in this damn pandemic. So why not? Let's have some fun.
Exactly. Because I had an idea for a different topic that we'll discuss at a different time. And it was like a little too heavy, it's serious. Not like I'm there headspace wise with Jamie too. It's like certain weeks, you guys just, you don't need to go too heavy with a podcast episode. So we're trying to keep it nice and fluffy and fun. And we hope you enjoy. Yeah. Jamie, so then, okay. So guys, you know, I was on Jamie's podcast. It was great, guys. It's kind of like fun little like getting to know your friends better kind of questions for those who missed it. We can link it, Jamie, too. We can link it in the
I found this on Teen Vogue, funny enough, guys. Teen Vogue is up to their game the last like few years. So it's not the same Teen Vogue when Krista and I were in college.
They've 1,000%, I feel like, reinvigorated. Lost a lot of the industry for a while, too, because long story short, quick thing, Elaine Welteroff, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Welteroff, thank you. She is now, like, on, what's the show? She's
the
on
talk,
some TV
with Amanda Kloot. The Talk.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm like, yep, so kimballed by that in the best way. But she was, when she became editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue, that was, like, a big monumental step because I think she also was fairly young at the time when she became editor-in-chief. I think it was pretty big.
Yeah, I think she's kind of like, she was one of the youngest, definitely, yeah.
Youngest, and she's, I believe, Jamie, she's like first black, part brown, you know
probably.
What I mean? She's definitely like one of the most like,
she's a very eloquent woman.
She's very well-spoken. Yes. I think she's like, they're trying to have more diverse women, obviously, at the helm of these magazines because it's been very centered around like white Caucasian women for the longest time. But also, there's so many things against women. It's kind of like just the nature of the industry. It's gone in that way. They're trying to make sure they diversify it and represent all women that read the magazine. And she was a great part of that. And then they've changed the voice of the magazine, Jamie, since then, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot more mature than I think when we were in high school. I mean, I started reading Teen Vogue when I was 12, but I think it's definitely a much more mature version than when we were reading it in, like, high school and college. Yeah.
1,000%. I feel like it's like the one pub that's like on the pulse with a lot of social issues that are digestible for young readers and not just like, oh, you're in your late 20s and 30s, you get this. No, no, no. It's like for those who are still in school, confused by the clutter and social media chaos, and they try to break it down. I haven't even read it in a while, but I know that's the ethos of the brand now and their mission, how they've tried to rebrand themselves over the last several years.
Yeah. Also, Kristen and I don't know the questions we're asking each other.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea what's happening, guys. Jamie doesn't know either. Okay, good.
Yeah, we just chose from like a big list. So should I go first?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, Krista. What would be your perfect day? Plan it out from waking up to bedtime.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I kind of love this question, but I'm also like, okay. This is, Jamie, all hypothetical, right? And this is like as of where I'm located right now or just like ideal situation? How would perfect day be?
I guess just like your ideal situation.
Okay. This is kind of, I feel like, guys, been my, if I was so on top of all my shit kind of day. On my shit meaning like, just like, you know, life happens in different directions. I'd say ideally, I've always wanted to be a morning run person. I've always been like a PM run person. I've always been like, you know what? Beautiful day would start waking up at 6:30 a.m. This may sound hilarious, but this is what's up. I had this routine going actually for a while in my life, but no one's known me since like that time. That was like high school in the summer. Waking up, going for a run, coming home, having a great juice, fresh breakfast, either a smoothie bowl or like yogurt granola, and then have my non-electrolyte tablet, which is great for hydration after running. I'd have that. I'd say so that'd be a great kind of little morning. And then I think I'd say, yes, I'd eat breakfast at home, but then I feel like I would love to have maybe like a little morning chat with a friend, like maybe a coffee shop or a tea shop, maybe just like go catch up. It's kind of strange for the morning, but I think that'd be kind of great. I love having a little bit of socialization in the morning like that. Not first thing, but a little bit after I've kind of like done stuff for myself. And then go into that, I feel like. And then, let me see, I guess maybe I grab lunch with that said friend that I met up with. Maybe that's a cuter kind of flow of events. And then at some point in that day, let me see, that'd be ideal. Some sort of pampering. situation, either a massage or a facial, something like that. I'm just like, I think I'm just like, it would make my afternoon so well spent in some kind of capacity. I think I would really like that. And then for dinner, like, let's say, like, if I'm with somebody, like my boyfriend at the time, fiance, I'm not that far in my life at all, but like, who knows, example, going out to dinner would be super great. Again, non-COVID times, whatever life situation. So all options are open. I'd say, going out to dinner and you grab me some dessert. And then also perfect day would be then going out dancing, like live band or a great DJ, good music. This could be, again, maybe a weekend. I don't know, guys. It could be a random day. But love the variety of like having some time in the morning for myself, getting a workout in, having a nice health fresh start to the day. And then obviously hydrating throughout the day. But then I think definitely social time in the morning, late morning or lunchtime, afternoon for myself, like kind of like the mix of like seeing others, seeing myself, and kind of the balance of that. And then maybe I'm assuming this would be a non-work day because clearly I'm not working on this day. But I would love, obviously, maybe throw a class in there that I'm teaching. I don't know. But I kind of like that kind of variety, Jamie, something like that. What do you think? I'll have you ask the same question, Jamie, because I know for you, because you and I both kind of like enjoy our kind of like free time a little differently. How would you, I guess, describe your ideal day? Or what would you love for your ideal day? All open to yourself. No limits on where you are, what you're doing.
Ooh, this is a good question. Okay. I feel like this would be my ideal day if I had like a ton of money. so I would, no alarm clock. No alarm clock. Just sleep in till whenever. Get up. Make breakfast. That's the first, I need to like eat breakfast first thing in the morning. I'm one of those people. If I don't eat breakfast, I'm like, no, I'm not okay. Eat breakfast or do a workout and then eat breakfast, have a nice hot shower, go out and like get lunch with someone or get lunch for myself or go shopping, do a spa day. Like I always say, if I had, we used to joke at work, if we were like rich housewives, we would be in such great shape and look great because our skin would be flawless. We'd be able to work out all the time. So I do miss getting pedicures, and I've actually debated about going to get a pedicure recently, but I don't know if I'm comfortable like sitting inside for that long of a time. But I definitely do like manicure, pedicure, maybe get a massage. I really would love to get massages more because my back is always like nuts. And then like at the end of the day, I come home. Yeah. Maybe I'm with someone, maybe I'm not, have a nice dinner, maybe get takeout from somewhere, go out somewhere, maybe have like a nice glass of cider, 'cause I like my hard cider, and then chill out and watch some YouTube and go to bed. Like I'm pretty easy in that sense. So yeah,
I
try and make my days more ideal now that I have the time in some sense. But
I think it's all about carving out little things that you enjoy throughout the day. Like between, I think, a balance of what needs to get done and like is a non-negotiable depending on like work and play that day or like household kind of chores and such. And also what you need and also want to do for your mental health and just like emotional stability that day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what it is right now. I feel like it's the balance. I love that, Jamie. So good. Okay, next question, you. Okay. Ooh, it's super interesting. Maybe it's a little bit like, I think you can answer it somehow. Okay. Jamie, if you could only eat one type of food for a week, just for a week maybe, either, you know, like a specific type of cuisine or a specific type of food, what would you be able to eat consecutively for 7 days?
M&M's.
Oh. Wait, what? What? You like them? I never knew this.
Oh, I can't buy M&M's anymore because I used to eat when I was like really heavy. Guys, I will go through a bag of M&M's in like days. Like two,
plain milk chocolate
M&M's. Oh yeah, that's my worst food. I can eat it. I can eat M&M's every single day and not get sick of them.
Jamie, for 7 days, that's a hard choice.
That's like the one thing I could eat every single day. That or bagels. Never get sick of bagels. And bagels, you can like cut them up. You know, you could eat like a quarter, a half, a whole.
Then what kind of bagel, what kind of spread if you had to do the same one 7 days beyond M&M's too? Like, if you know what I mean? If that was like within the same
kind of scope. I think I would do egg bagel. I love egg bagels with plain tofu cream cheese.
I've never had an egg bagel. I've always seen that. I mean, I've seen that option, I feel like, more so only when I was in the city. And I didn't know.
Yeah. Egg bagels are kind of like, someone described it best, because if you think of challah bread is very eggy. That's what makes it Like it gives it that color, that golden color. And an egg bagel is very similar in taste to challah bread.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Does
I
it
go to a
almost
bagel
give you
place where they don't make egg bagels, funny enough. Like I went this morning to get a bagel, and like they don't this one place for some reason
a
they don't make egg bagels, but yeah, I love a good egg bagel.
Jimmy, is it almost like I guess put a comparison there. Like, you know how when you make French toast, like it's like saturated in like egg wash, kind of essentially? Is it kind of like that at all in the flavoring or not really at all with an egg bagel?
I wouldn't say egg wash. It's
Okay.
like, a plain bagel tastes like you're eating just like stuffed white bread. And egg bagels have a little bit of a sweetness to them, I would say,
I did not expect
actually, if you
that.
think about it. Yeah. Someone described it once as saying like it's like you took challah bread and put it into bagel form. Because challah bread is very eggy. Yeah. That's kind of what it's like. I could also eat
It
challah bread forever and ever because it goes well with anything. But yeah, I think M&M's or bagels, I'd like to be frank. Yeah. Or to, oh, you know what? There's so many answers to this. I could eat tuna salad every day because like I have to stop myself from eating tuna salad more than like twice in a week. That is like my
Dude,
go-to food.
you're a big tuna girl. You love your tuna. Tuna's great.
Anyway, what about you, Krista? I actually had that question for you.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If I had to have, I know it's like you said one thing, Jimmy. I love how you answered so fast. I'm like, shit, I love food so much. Like, I like,
I love
here's the
food too.
thing. I don't think, Jimmy, actually, you know a fun fact, like similar but different to this question. I don't think I've ever honestly ate the same thing, even for one meal, multiple days in a row. I am
Oh,
such a
wow.
creature of like modification. I don't know. Like, I used to think I hate change. I think I thrive off of like keeping life so fucking spicy. I'm not kidding. Excuse the F, but it's so true because I love to kind of like change up this today and that. Like honestly, the one simple thing that's like consistent is not even my skincare because I change that depending on the day with certain moisturizers being outside or being running or whatnot. The one thing I could have, and that's what, oh my God, this is such a like weird answer.
Or is there like a type of quiz? Like, is there maybe like a type of cuisine you would eat every day instead? You know, like Chinese, Mexican, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not Chinese Mexican really fan. I like some of the doses of that, but it's a lot of sodium. Then I feel really like afterwards, I just like can't. My stomach, like, I just can't handle it. My brain just like, it's so like, I don't like, I love food, but I don't like when, like, that's one thing is too. Like, I love sweets too, but if I have, doesn't say like maybe donuts, but I can't. So I eat that every day. I feel so like lethargic and so
I
like
feel like you
crappy,
make
and I have no
smoothies all
energy.
the time.
I mean, I do, but what I live off of that thing is like I like to have different. I mean, okay, Jamie, yes, I could do a smoothie every day if I'm allowed to add different toppings.
Got it. That makes sense.
That's the thing, because like I said, I mean, it's great. You're supposed to have. It's great. Yeah, it's great to. It's ideal for our digestive system to have texture in our smoothie, whether it be cacao nibs or like if you want crushed nuts or almonds sliced or like some, like I said, a little kind of topping in it. That is so key because all of that you guys activates the digestion process. So I think yeah, or even like adding different fruit toppings and such, but I love cacao nibs on top.
Yeah.
Or even like cinnamon on top is so great. There's no texture, but just like adds different kind of like, you know, flavor element, I feel like.
Yeah, I love
Okay.
putting cinnamon on top of like if I make French toast or something, you know, that's always
Yes.
good. My dad makes baked apples and he tops them off with cinnamon.
Jamie, stop. I've never done that. Does your dad like goes to corn and then goes in the oven?
Yeah. He buys
I've
like
always wanted
I
to
forgot
try
what kind of
that.
apple. He buys like one specific kind of apple. They're really big. He cores them, yep, he bakes them in the oven and then he tops off with cinnamon and then he lets it cool in the fridge for a little bit. Yeah. And I think he puts
Guys,
honey and like raisins and stuff on it too. He dresses it up a little bit.
that is so a thing. Oh my God. I
Yeah,
love how your
which
dad does
brings
that.
me to my next question. What's your
Oh
favorite dessert of all time?
my God.
Because we used to go
Tiramisu.
on dessert adventures.
Jamie, I love, you know, like Jamie, Jamie, you guys, Jamie and I have, if you go back to some photos, I love Jamie seriously still like our Sunday situation, you know, from what's it called? They had the crazy ass line. You know,
Oh,
what's that
Black
place?
Tap. We went to Black Tap.
Black Tap, yes. Even though it's like expensive, whatever, it was still like, it was a fun Sunday and it was a great spot and that was a great day in general. I love when we caught up for those kind of things. I think, guys, honestly, Jamie, even though like hello, Ben and Jerry's tried and true hello from like my first job, but I think what I could eat every day for dessert wise, like I just love how I love tiramisu. Dude, is that
Oh,
so bougie? It's so
oh,
fancy
that's
to me. And even
good.
I mean, even though the coffee there, or the mascarpone, like I know it's kind of like a, it's almost like a fluffy, cheesy, but not cheesy whipped cream thing with the mascarpone, you know what I mean? And then with, I don't know, like, I feel like I love, like, the fact that there's, like, eight different levels to go through. Kind of, you had the lady fingers, you had the cream. Like, I love, like, a hard and soft contrast, like, with anything, you know what I mean? I think tiramisu, which is, I don't, Jimmy, I feel like I never get it. Unless I go out to dinner somewhere and I kind of splurge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like a staple. It's kind of like a treat yourself dessert.
Yeah, I feel like I've had like with my parents and my sister, we've gone our family to Disney World. You know what I mean? Like, I get certain desserts, like some great Italian restaurant. I get that. We have like, the meal plan that would come in desserts. I probably do that every day. Do you mean I feel like, because yeah, I feel like you know what? I could every day for a week because I don't eat it very often. So it'd be fun, like to kind of OD on it for a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do what about for you, I guess? What's your favorite dessert? Or what's one dessert to me that you could eat every day? And like, I don't know, I feel like you're an ice cream person, but I'm not sure if you'd
I
choose
was gonna
one.
say Ralph's Italian ices.
Oh, Italian ice! Jimmy, did
Chocolate
you get
Italian, like a simple chocolate water ice.
Jimmy, I don't think I had the water kind we went. I don't think I've ever
No,
had the chocolate one.
we both got like the cream ice. Yeah.
Which
But
was
I
good.
don't get the cream ice anymore. I don't think it even has that much milk in it, to be honest. I find that the water ices are just so much more refreshing because there's no milk in it. Yeah, I love a good chocolate water ice. Vanilla chip is also good. Sometimes I switch it up and get vanilla chip in the summer. I love a good chocolate water ice. I also really like So Delicious makes these really great coconut milk ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, that sounds amazing right
Yeah,
now.
there you get like eight in a box. Funny enough, like they come, you get a lot in the box, but they're like the perfect size and they're a really good like after dinner dessert.
Wait, can I add on to that, Jamie? It made me think of ice cream sandwiches, and I love that you mentioned it. Have you, maybe we discussed before, you don't call them Chesters probably in New York.
No, what's a Chester?
It's basically, it's like an ice cream cookie sandwich. We had them at like baseball games
I got
here.
it.
They're, I don't know if it's a
We
Vermont
call
thing or
them
not.
I know it,
Chip
Chip Witch.
Witch.
I know
Yes.
Chip Witch.
Chip Witch is what's it called? The brand is like, is it good? Good. Good humor. Good humor.
Yeah,
The
Good Humor
brand. I
makes
think
them.
that's why.
Yeah. Well, at the meatball shop, they make them too.
That is the best. Maybe I think of, yeah, I that's why like made me think of that. Like
Ooh,
I would
you just made
expand to
me
that.
think too of an Italian dessert. Have you ever had an, I don't know if you'd like this because you're not a coffee person, but an affogato?
Affogato. Jamie,
Yeah.
I feel like here's the thing, Jamie. I feel like I've can you explain? Because didn't you get it before we went to the meatball shop together? You
Yeah,
got
so
it.
it's a scoop of ice cream with a side of espresso, and you basically pour the espresso on top of the ice cream, and it's delicious.
Dude, yeah, see, Jimmy, I feel like I may have tried it possibly once, like a friend, a coworker of mine, like from Alice's Teacup or something. We went to the meatball shop, and I was like curious to try it. But yeah, you, because I don't, you know, I'm not a coffee person. I, you know, like different espresso drinks and find different lattes, but the flavor of it, I don't mind. But I don't care for coffee ice cream. I don't really, even though I like
Yeah.
some of the Trader
My
Joe
friend makes her
combos.
own at home all the time. Like, that's her favorite thing to do.
Wait, that's amazing. And
Yeah.
why not like indulge at home? That's so great.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, Jimmy, so that's also kind of a cool option. I like that. Oh, sorry, is it my question now?
Yeah, your turn.
Oh, okay, shoot. Sorry, I had one in mind and then I lost it. Okay. Oh, yes, Jamie, this is kind of weird, but I think this is like applies because you and I usually, my nails are not painted right now, but I'm going to fix them
Mine
again
neither.
tonight.
I just took mine off,
And
my nail polish off last night.
me too, me too. Okay, anyways, I know we both usually are big on nail polish. Okay, if Jamie, you could only have your nails painted one, either one color or one shade, it can be a specific one you have in your head from like, you know, a certain brand, or it could just be a color in general, very broad, that you'd wear forever, which shade would you go for? Or which color would you live with?
A nice neutral pink. Just a nice neutral pink.
Do you like, Jamie, have you ever, is it like similar to like a little lighter than the, what's it called, Moochie Moochie or something Essie has? They have like a soft pink like that.
I don't know.
Yep. Yeah,
I just find like a neutral pink is just the easiest thing to wear and it goes with everything. And yeah, just nice neutral
I
pink.
like that.
Maybe a little more of like on the white side than the pink side.
Ooh, okay. I feel like I forgot. Have you done before the color marshmallow, the shade marshmallow from Essie? They're white.
I haven't used a lot of
Turned to
Essie
white.
nail polishes.
Oh, sorry. Just kidding. I have
Yeah,
a
and
crazy thing
usually
about
don't
it.
wear white because I find it just cracks too easily. So I usually go for like darker colors or like a darker pink-ish. But if I was getting like a French manicure or if I would like go on interviews, like I would always do like a neutral nail color.
Jimmy, you had a great, like a nice, like almost like a burgundy, kind of like a deep red, like last week, and I was so into it. I
Yeah,
feel like
that's
that was the last
one of the
color.
Essie gel coutures. I don't wear that one as much because it makes my nails look purple when I take it off because it's so red.
Yep, I know
But
what you
I just
mean.
got like a periwinkle color that I've been wearing. So
How
yeah.
cute. Oh my gosh, I love that. No, that makes sense for you. I like
yeah,
that.
What about you, since you're into nail polish?
For me, Jimmy, I would definitely say, it's so funny you said it, a shade of pink. I feel like I'd say a shade of blue green, like a blue or green. Like I love either like kind of like almost like a light, good greenish blue I've used before. It's like a seafoam green, I feel like I've used kind of like a lot. It's almost like not my neutral, but it's almost like kind of like adds a little bit of flair, but it's not so strangely obviously standing out that my outfit would be so thrown off a mix. I get it, trying to match your outfit, but just making sure it makes sense for your life. But I love any kind of like different, I feel like shade of blue. I think any kind of shade of blue from Essie. I love either even like some darker shades from them, like dark shades of blue that are beautiful, and then also some like light ones. So I have some new ones, Jimmy, that I got with my Ulta gift card, you know, like a couple weeks ago when I went and got some stuff. I have a new shade called Preta Surfer that I'm going to use. I'm so excited. So definitely a blue.
Speaking of Ulta, guys, Ulta just opened in Herald Square, New York City.
Which is huge, guys.
It's huge. I went, and they gave me coupons, so...
Rewind, Jay. What do you mean? You walked in and they're like, hey, we're just open.
Because like, it was like a soft opening. I was going to go yesterday and then I was like, ooh, that's probably a bad idea because it's like their grand opening today. So it's probably not great. And I can't use the coupons until after Monday, unfortunately. But yeah, they did like a soft opening about two, like last weekend. So I went in and it was like a really rainy day. So no one was really even in the city. And I just happened to go because I wanted a few things. And yeah, it's huge. They have like so many different brands that you can't find anywhere else. They also have a lot of brands that Sephora has too, which are probably the same price. Just kind of depends, I guess, like where you prefer to buy them. But yeah, they had like, I think Kristen S is there now, which is usually in Target. They have all the drugstore brands there, which I like, because I usually buy like drugstore makeup. Honestly, I don't really invest super heavily in my makeup anymore, but I also just like that they have kind of everything and everything there. They have Morphe. Morphe is one of my favorite brands. I think their stuff is so good for the price. So yeah, it's a huge store. The staff was very helpful. There wasn't a lot of people there. It's very easy to space out. And yeah, you guys should check it out if you're looking. Cause I know the only other one we have in Manhattan is on the Upper East Side, which is not the most convenient. It's on 86th Street. So it's a little bit far for some people, but if you're more in like Midtown or downtown, definitely check out the Herald Square location. It's right next to where Victoria's Secret was on 6th and 34th.
Jimmy, I never knew there even was another one previous to this, you said. I didn't know Upper East Side even had one.
Yeah, it's been there for
a while. I never knew that. I told you, I think, honestly, I feel like I knew of Ulta. I always mentioned it way before I had experienced the store until I moved back home. You know what I mean? Because we didn't have one here until like shortly after I was home.
Oh, we always had one as a kid. We had a few when I was a kid that I used to go to.
Oh, that's nice.
That's where I got my teeth straightener.
Dude, so good. I told you, we don't have Jimmy. I told you a lot of those. I told you, like, Vermont likes to keep, like, basically only, like, local businesses only, honestly, for a lot of Vermont, especially in Burlington. I told you, we didn't get a Target, I told you, until, like, a lot of years of war, until, like, maybe 5-10 years ago.
Everyone needs a Target. I hate to say it. Everyone needs a Target.
I know. I told you, like, Macy's, too. A lot of those big brands, like, in our state, it doesn't do well because people here love to keep it local because we have so many, which is great. But like so many small businesses that it's like very expensive in downtown, actually on Church Street for us, our main shopping area, because everyone has like independently owned boutiques, which is great for like small business owners, but they're expensive and unaffordable to those who live around the area. It's good for tourists who come in to go to Stowe when they have money to go skiing.
Guys, Bravo break. Guys. Winter House. I know we're in the middle of Summer House. Winter House, this is a big thing on social. Winter House is filming in Vermont. I told Chris that she's got to look out. she's got to look out for the Bravo people. This is the same concept, I believe, as Summer House, but you guys know the Summer House cast. If you watch it, Summer House is, they take a bunch of these young people from New York who work in New York City. The gist of the show is they would go and spend the weekend in the Hamptons, and it was supposed to show the Hamptons culture, which is a very big thing a lot of people do. But because of COVID, the catch this year was that when they filmed the show, they had to stay at the house for 6 weeks. And these people, except for the couples in the show, have never lived together for more than like a weekend. So some of the people that are on Summer House, as well as Southern Charm, basically I think it's just Craig and Austin, which I hate Austin after this season of Southern Charm. He's gross. God, Southern Charm, just take all the men off the show. Leave the women on there. The women. So Craig, we love Craig. Craig is there. Paige from Summer House is there. Sierra from Summer House is there. It's a few people from different Bravo casts, and they're shooting in Vermont, and they have been spotted in Burlington as well. If you follow Dumois on Instagram, like, people have been spotting them. So Krista, you got to look out for the Bravo people.
Jamie, I'm sure I told you because like our downtown area has like some really nice restaurants that honestly I haven't even gone to because I don't usually drop out major dough for dinner, but some people do go to fancy dinners around here.
I'm
And
surprised they're letting them out of the house because with Summer House, like they were only allowed to leave to go and like get food or like go to the post office. Like they were not supposed to leave the house in case of emergency, like unless it was an emergency.
damn. Well, shame because like what you're saying, Jenny, where they think they're filming the main part you of Vermont, like you said that they're in, if it's like Stowe, Killington, etc., that area you is at least 2 hours from Burlington. The
Oh,
main downtown
wow.
area. Like I'm
Okay.
like 10 minutes from downtown. And it's like Vermont isn't that big, but like, dude, it depends. Like a lot of parts of Vermont you can like get on, you know, highway, interstate, whatever, and like get places. From Burlington, it's really difficult to get like up to where all those resorts are. Cause
Interesting.
we're the main downtown area, but like people that I know, Jimmy, live in, I don't even know what direction it is, but like I'm so bad at this. I'm sorry, my own state situation. But the fact that people that I'm saying are closer to that area, to the money, they're people that like have property with more land. Like I'm in a very residential area, very close to, you know, schools, businesses. Like I said, where it's like, you know, it's more, I said like suburban city, if that makes sense, you know, kind of thing. So fascinating. But I love this and I want to know where they go because then I can tell you, Jane, be like, yo, this is what I've been to before, slash I know of.
I
I
don't know
love
when
it.
this is going to come out since they're filming it now. It's probably not going to come out for
Yeah.
maybe another like 9 months at this point, I would
I mean,
assume.
think it'd probably be like next fall almost. That makes sense. Like coming
Maybe
up, maybe
next
this fall,
fall
sorry.
or yeah, I would say so. I mean, Summer House, they filmed it nearly a year ago at this point.
Oh,
So
damn. Okay, plus with COVID adjustments, probably who knows what, right?
yeah,
With
I don't know
filming
how
schedules.
quickly they're getting the shows out. Anyway, yeah, guys, I write Bravo recaps now on my blog, which we'll link. But I started writing some recaps. I don't write Summer House because Summer House is a little too boring for me to write a recap for. But I do Housewives. I think I might do Married to Medicine because that's coming back on. But I do all the Housewives shows because I must keep up with the Housewives.
Wait, Jimmy,
Anyway.
I never heard you mention before the Married to Medicine. What is this?
Oh, well,
Side
Married to
pause.
Medicine has been on Bravo for
Oh.
few years now, and it was kind of like a takeoff of Real Housewives of Atlanta, but the catch was that it followed both women doctors and wives of doctors in the Atlanta area because Atlanta's a big medical city.
Oh.
And there is drama that happens. It's very, the women are great. I love Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone. If I ever move to Atlanta, I'm going there for my OBGYN here. I love them. I love Dr. Simone, Dr. Jackie. But it's really, it's interesting. And the drama happens and there's a little more dynamic and they've added, and like women have come and go on the show, but it's coming back and it's pretty good. They tried to do an LA version. I don't think it really worked as well as the Atlanta one. But yeah, it's kind of like a spin-off of Real Housewives of Atlanta, but these women are, I hate to say it, but they're like they're much more educated. They come from a little more like put together backgrounds. Like most of them are married with children, and they live these lives. And yeah, it's all about like women, like womanhood, sisterhood, and also how these women like the pressure some of these women face in their jobs as well as doctors.
That's fascinating, though. I
Yeah,
like that.
it's great. Anyway,
Next question, Jamie. Throw it at me.
next question. Next question. Let's do a really funny one. Who is your very first crush?
Okay, wait, like a person that I actually knew or
Or a celebrity? Let's
celebrity-wise?
do celebrity crush.
I'm like, I've been trying to flash back to that time period of my life. I think my first Jamie celebrity crush, damn, I always had a lot though. Let me see. Like Justin Timberlake back in the day, he was the guy that like I was supporting in NSYNC. I was like my cousin and I both loved him. Everyone kind of had their own like favorite member of the band. Let me see, besides JT. I mean, growing up, I really liked Chad Michael Murray. I thought Paul Walker's a beautiful man. A lot of those guys who are kind of like dirty blondish, a little bit brownish kind of hair, like super kind of like athletic, goofy dudes. Like I'm into that. Maybe one other person. I'm trying to think from like back in the day, like super young. Shoot, who else?
I can tell you
My
mine.
cousin was my cousin. I feel like you know yours super easily. I feel like my cousin like loved Usher. That
Ooh,
wasn't
that's
on
a
there.
good one.
My cousin was like obsessed with him for a while. She had a phase.
He's a
I
pretty fine
love it.
man. He's still a fine man.
Dude, he's a fine man. He's a fine ass man.
Yeah.
Yes. And he's grown up well too. It's like, you know what I mean? Yes, I support that. Trying to think, Jamie, one more person, trying to think. I like Jonathan Taylor Thomas back in the day when he was but not like that kind of years of when he was like super baby face. But Jamie, in I'll Be Home for Christmas, but I'm not sure if you ever watched it, a Christmas movie, but it was like him and Jessica Biel. Jamie,
Jessica Biel, that's a throwback too.
I know. Jamie, but he's like so baby cute. And my sister literally is obsessed with him in that movie. Like he's like such baby cute, not like man gorgeous, but like, yeah, those were back in the day, I guess. What about you?
Oh, Zach Hansen, 100%. Zach, 5 years old. Zach, I was going to marry Zach Hansen. I decided. Definitely when I was in high school, though, like Nick Jonas, hello. Zach Efron definitely was another one.
Zach Efron.
I had a crush on the Sprouse twins for sure.
Oh, Jamie, wait, I was Cole. Yeah, my sister was Dylan.
Yeah, so loved the Sprouse twins. Loved Nick Jonas.
All the Disney boys. All the Disney boys.
And of course, Harry Styles is just perfect. He's just a perfect man. I'm trying to think like now who I would have. Oh my God. You know who is like also very fine is Michael B. Jordan. Like,
Jamie, hello. But you know what? In an interview, Jamie too. But here's the thing. I can't tell if he's an asshole or not. I really can't.
Yeah. I get that vibe from Nick Jonas too. I'm like.
Oh, 1,000% Nick Jonas. But no offense, he's a Virgo. So no offense to Virgos out there. You guys all kind of have a chip on your shoulder. Yeah. So.
Guys, Kevin's the best Jonas brother.
Yes, he is. We love Kevin.
Kevin is the best. Yeah, Kevin looks great, by the way. If you guys watch Saturday Night Live, Kevin's little cameo, Kevin looks fine. He looks great.
But Jamie, Michael B. Jordan, I told you, I love him in Creed. Like, I've never seen the Black Panther series, but I'm not like a big Marvel person, but I've seen some of the Avengers. But yeah. I told you, I love him in Creed so much. I never watched Fruitvale Station, but I know that the fact that, you know, I think he's a really intelligent man. And like, I think, you know, like he's great, like means well, but I feel like he thinks his shit don't stink and like knows he's. I can't tell if he knows he's attractive or not. Kind of vibe. You know what I mean?
I'm sure.
I can't tell certain interviews, but I'm like, dude, the shape he got in though for Creed, I was like, hot fuck of chocolate. Hot. I can't.
Oh man, yeah. Also, like, I had a crush on a very young when my friends and I watched The Outsiders when we were younger. Okay, that movie's from 1985. I think it's from 1985 or 1983.
I never saw that.
Oh my God. Great book. Great
it's
book.
It's referenced a lot, Jamie. People great reference
movie.
It a lot.
Oh my God. It's one of the best movies of all time. My favorite movie of all time. And a very young Bravo. Okay.
See, very Jamie, young. Is that one? Jamie, is that where he's identified as like an attractive sex symbol? I don't see the appeal of him at
that
all.
That was like his prime years as a teen. I mean, Rob Lowe is still very good looking. I loved also he's fantastic on Parks and Rec. His character. Oh my God, so good. But he is very, soda pop Curtis. Woo! Like that movie, I think my friends and I, we were at like the time, you know, we were 13 and all of us were just like, wow. Also, R.A.P. Patrick Swayze.
Oh, wait, stop. Yeah, my mom loves him. R.A.P. But you mean also, Jimmy, this is random. I was going to say also like another little throwback, I guess, from like childhood kind of shows.
Yeah.
Which side note, think about all the guys I've mentioned, they all look the exact freaking same, which is hilarious. Fun fact. But like they literally all like, have the same kind of build and like vibe and like whatever. But I guess I know my type. I don't even go for those guys, but I never dated that type, but I always liked them on celebrity wise. Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek.
Oh,
I was into him for a bit. Even though like, I mean, I feel like there's like pros and cons to him, but I was like something about him to interviews. I was like, oh, like
I have never watched an episode of Dawson's Creek.
Jamie, I got into it late. My cousin, probably listening to the podcast right now. Hey, Britt. She got me into the show. Or my cousin, Kelsey FX. So my cousin Jamie mentioned it. They're older than me. Way back in the day when they were replaying reruns, Jamie, on like ABC Family. Like old school.
Oh, I also had a crush on Ryan Cooley from Degrassi.
Was he? Stop it. I pictured him. Jamie, that is so, yes. You so go for that kind of like little, yeah.
RIP JT. God. JT Liberty forever, guys.
You guys, we think he's still okay in real life, but his character passed away. That's why it's RIP. Yeah.
Also, and Drake is the only person from that show to, like, get super famous.
No, Jamie, wait, rewind. Nina Dobrev. Hello.
Oh, yes, Nina Dobrev. Yes. I always keep forgetting she was.
Me too. I don't remember her from this show, but I feel like it came out afterwards that she was from them, and I was like, oh, I guess I remember her name or her face-ish.
Yeah.
But stop.
Oh, you know who we also had is Henry Golding.
Why do I not know his face?
He was in Crazy Rich Asians, but he was also in that movie with Blake Lively about like the white years and it's like kind of a mystery. Oh, he was great in that.
Oh, wait, you said Henry Jimmy? Fun fact, also who I think is super attractive. I don't know. I forgot. I think he's like in one of the superhero movies. Henry Cavill or something. Cavill. He's pretty cute.
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, Henry Cavill. Sorry. He's pretty fine. I'm like, okay, sir.
Henry
I'll take
British.
It. I did not know that, but of course he is.
Jamie, so is Henry Golding. He's British too.
Nice. Jamie, I'm surprised you didn't, well, I guess you mean your current crush. You didn't mention Daniel Ricciardo. You didn't go there.
Oh my God, guys. I got my Daniel Ricciardo t-shirt from McLaren in the mail and I'm so excited.
Jamie, are they still no, there's no like events or games on Sunday anymore, right? No like
not
races.
For another like 3 weeks. It starts last week of March.
Like, Jamie, when it gets back, you better take a picture with your shirt on and send to me. I need to see this.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's bright orange for McLaren because I also love McLaren as a team as well, despite Danny being. It's just like a nice ad that Daniel Ricciardo is now driving for them. I'm so excited. There, guys, so much to look forward to in Formula One. Drive to Survive comes out in 2 weeks from the time we're recording this, which is so exciting. But guys, there's been so many changes in Formula One, like so many new drivers, so many drivers change teams. Like it's going to be a really cool season. I'm very excited.
Jamie is clearly pumped. I love this so much. I love Jamie. I love that, Jamie. I think it was like, we didn't mention it on the last week's episode, the last time with the update of a year. I feel like literally COVID like got you super in love with Formula One.
Yeah,
no?
It helped me discover Formula. And I've never been a sports person. I've been to baseball games. My dad watches baseball. That's like his go-to sport. I don't mind watching baseball. I do like that you really don't know what's going to happen next. Like anything can happen in baseball. I'm a Yankees fan. But what's so cool about, I don't know, there's just something about Formula One. I don't know if it's like the thrill of they're racing at high speeds. There's also like the politics involved is very interesting. The dynamic is interesting. It's a little more, people have said to me, well, why don't you watch NASCAR? And I'm like, but Formula One is like so much more sophisticated compared to NASCAR. And I don't know, like NASCAR seems a little boring to me, but there's just something very thrilling about Formula One. So if you guys want to know more about it, I really suggest the Netflix series, Drive to Survive. It's incredible. If you guys follow Heather McMahon. Heather McMahon loves the show. And she was the one who was like, ladies, you got to watch it because the men are fine. It's very interesting. And I got into it because of her. And she too, she's a big Daniel Ricciardo fan. She's so excited.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Stop. So good.
Okay.
Was that your question?
That was my question.
Okay, sorry. No, oh, shoot. Okay. Ooh. Okay, I don't want it to be yes or no, so I'm trying to figure out how to keep this, like, more broad, what I was thinking. Ooh. Okay. This is kind of, I guess, like, far-fetched E, but, like, you know what? Let's go with it. Okay. If you could literally drop what you're doing right now, get on a plane, where would you go?
London. Hands down. London. Hands down. In fact, I mentioned a few people in my favorites. I've been watching London videos recently and I miss it so much. I am now desperate to go back to London.
Wait, Jamie, what are these videos you're watching? Sorry, rewind. So like, is it travel stuff or like people that individually are there?
Yeah. Like there's this one girl I mentioned our favorites who lives in London and she has, because like there's really nothing you can do right now except go outside. She's been doing like walking tours. Different areas of London that she likes. And then I was just watching a video this morning of someone too who is doing walking tours throughout different parts. And he walked through this one part that I used to walk through a lot when I lived there. And he also walked down this one street. My parents and I, we would like eat dinner there a lot. But I love London. It is one of my absolute favorite cities. Not that I've traveled a lot, but I just fell in love with it when I went to study abroad. I fell in love with it when I went for my 25th birthday. My parents fell in love with it. I have family there. And I just think it's one of the best, coolest cities ever. I always tell people, there's just something very magical about London whenever you go there. Yeah. Hands down. That's where I would go.
I love, Jamie, that you have answers like the very second I answer it. Like, dude, so decisive and so good. I love it.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, I would honestly say Bora Bora. And that's no. I've never been there, but that's because honestly the island's supposed to be beautiful and it's so freaking expensive. Like if I could be shipped there right now and it's not on my dime, let's go. People, like, you can literally stay there and these like super chic, super the visitor, not probably like the native that live there, but those obviously who are like traveling, like super like deluxe little cabanas, like raised above the water, these little huts. Like
is the Maldives in Bora Bora, or is it like near? Is the Maldives separate?
That's a question, Jamie, that I also have. So I feel like people keep talking about the Maldives, and I'm like, where are they? And
That
what is
also
it?
looks great.
I feel like it's like, dude, the Great Barrier Reef. Also, that I would jump to in a heartbeat. I would love to explore that some part in Australia someday. I would love that. I've never been to any of these places, but I would love to do that. I think, but she like in a heartbeat, definitely like warm tropical. Let's go. Hug up in a coconut and let's have a day. So, but yeah, I feel like Jamie, the Maldives have came up a lot lately, and I feel like I don't know exactly where they are. And I need to like look into that.
Yeah,
but
I know a few people have gone there for honeymoons.
Oh, stop. Nice. Super swank. I think Bora Bora use, essentially it's like French Polynesia. I think it's actually like, it's not like in the, it's not like off the coast. Oh, I feel like I get the location exactly mixed up. So I feel like I always, are you looking at that right now?
You're right. It is. It's French Polynesia. It's off the coast of Tahiti.
Yes. And Tahiti also looks beautiful because I used to literally follow along to Denise Austin workouts and she was in Tahiti on the beach, like pumping weights.
Oh my God.
Jamie, that's how my workout interest. Like, I think that's why I teach fitness now. I'm dead serious, Jamie. I used to, I told you in high school, like do Denise Austin. These like recordings on TV. I record like 30 minute workouts. And it was like, she was just like so positive, like similar energy. Her daughter, Katie now, Katie Austin is like a bomb ass, like fitness pro. And she's out even nowhere. It's just wild. And her and I have mutual connection on social, and I'm like, how, what, please explain. So weird. But yeah, I think definitely Bora Bora would be my random. I've never been there, but I definitely want to go there at some point. And also, my last name, guys, is Bora. Do I not get a discount, official, like, balloon surprise when I arrive? I'm just kidding. I don't know. My family's always joked about that. Like, do we get, like, a special deal? But, like, no. But that's how I kind of, like, I have to reference that a lot when people on the phone, like, what's your last name? And you say, I say Bora, like, the island. So they can kind of, like, appropriately get the, you know, spelling of it.
Right. But,
yeah, that's mine, Jamie.
Should we do like one or two more?
Yeah, yeah.
Two more questions,
let's
maybe?
Do that. Okay. Yeah, yeah, let's do that one of each. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I have one. What are your top three biggest pet peeves?
Jeez. Oh my God, we're going to get.
If you're okay to answer this.
Yeah, we're going to get into some real shit, guys. Okay. Just kidding. Dude, yeah, three biggest pet peeves. Okay. Not washing your hands if you go to the bathroom. Non-negotiable. Cool. Nope, it's a real thing. I've experienced it close in my life in different levels, and I'm not going there again. Nope, that's why I have trauma, and I have a lot of OCD stuff because of it. So, yep, no. Non-negotiables don't, as, non-negotiable is not washing your hands after you go to the bathroom, A. Second pet peeve is, let me see. I feel like I have things that irritate me, but what's like a big, like, I'm trying to think. A big pet peeve is I'd say, like, even, like, simple, Jamie, I say manners or courtesy. Like, a biggest pet peeve, if someone just blatantly cuts somebody in line or cuts in front of them or just, like, that, I have no tolerance for that shit. Like, there's no reason to be, like, an obvious asshole. Be a secret asshole. You know what I'm talking about? Like, don't, like, just don't make someone's life difficult and right in front of their face. Like, it's just, you don't need to add extra cucka to the air. So, I think that kind of just, like, being rude, like, physically rude in social situations, like, non-COVID stuff in general, guys. You know what I mean? I think that's a different level right now. And pet peeve number two, I think, oh my God, Jenny, pet peeve number three, people walking without a purpose. Just like, here's the thing, rewind. Okay, not like you can't leisurely walk, but I'm saying if you were in front of me and you had no sense of urgency, no sense of, maybe that's the broad term. My pet peeve is people with no sense of urgency, Jamie. That, I don't know if it's like my high functioning anxiety, if it's like my New York City experience, my, you know, our fashion experience, FIT, whatever. Dude, people with no sense of urgency and functioning, especially in front of me on the street, I get set off to the moon. I can't. My fire explodes out of my ears. That's a big one for me, I feel like. Oh, does that bother you too? Just me? Okay.
No, like, guys, if you're visiting New York City and you don't know where you're going, step to the side. Don't linger on the sidewalk. Because I'm going to show you.
Don't linger. Jamie, don't linger. Look at a map. Look up. Look to the side. Like, yeah, remove yourself from the immediate line of traffic and then observe.
Yes.
Yes.
I do, okay, that. Sorry, if I need to, like, text someone or answer a phone call.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Gee, yeah. What are your three, though? What are your three biggest pet peeves?
Okay. My biggest one is someone not listening to what I'm saying. That's a big one. If you don't hear me out, I'm like, I just said that. Where was your mind? I think, like Krista said, just not having manners. I was in a situation years ago where I had to remind someone to please tell my parents please and thank you. That's a big thing for me. And I think number three, this is weird. This is a pet peeve I've had for a while, and it's just like my own. I don't like eating the same thing twice in a day. Like if I had soup for lunch, I don't want it for dinner. Like I find that as like a pet peeve. Like if I'm served like the same, I don't know. That sounds kind of weird, but that's like something that's okay. I've always like had. Yeah. But I also understand the sense of urgency thing. I think that's just because we both have worked in like corporate jobs. And I think it's also the New York City pace, like
high pressure job, Jamie, too.
I totally
like deliverables.
See that with my teams, like when we work in different areas, like I've definitely seen that at work, you know. Yeah. I used to say like the New York team, we were the crazy ones because we were always like, go, 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 go. Very true.
Oh my gosh. I think the food thing's fascinating though. Cause you know what? Like, you you want to kind of like keep, you almost like, not like you check it off for the day, but it's kind of like once you've either ate or drank this, you don't want to experience it again that day for yourself.
A coffee is probably the only thing I can drink multiple times. Like that's the one thing I can have multiple times in a day. Mm. But it's funny cause like I'm such a picky eater, but if I had like soup, if I had soup for lunch, I don't want it with dinner. Or if I had chicken for lunch, I don't want it for dinner, even if it's in different forms, you know?
Yep. I get that though. Totally. But I didn't know that. That's a cool little, I didn't notice that before, Jamie.
Yeah.
So. Nice. You guys, human just like behavior is fascinating. So hence all this. But yeah, my biggest is sense of urgency. Jamie, so I'm not kidding. Like I'm saying, but I'm saying, Jamie, the problem where I feel like is it translates now to when like I've been now back in Burlington for 3 years now, the fact that driving, I've never had road rage. I feel like I have it now because I feel like I try to, hear me, I don't like, I'm not someone who's like, oh, I'm going to run you off the road. But the thing is, oh my, I can't handle this. When I have a place to be and time to go, yes, you leave on time and you give time. And I always undercut myself with estimating times. That's okay. It's not good, but it's like I overschedule myself, try to get more things done. It's an issue. We're working on it. We're aware. Thank you. But the fact that if someone, Jamie's in front of me and they're not going the speed limit on the freaking Beltline, it's supposed to be like a 60-mile-per-hour zone, you're going 25 in front of me, I'm going to be having a self versus self dialogue
in my
car.
How many times I've had to scream at my dad? My dad's like, I'm doing the limit. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're too slow. Let's go.
Jamie, someone was, I'm not exaggerating.
That's dangerous.
On Friday.
No.
Thank you. Jamie, we were coming off of like this main street, right? I'm saying to kind of go to the Beltline, which like connects. I was going to my grandma's house on Friday, okay? I was already behind because I had, like I said, a mix up with the cleanser. I got the wrong one. My facial was recommended. Anyway, so I was like doing a lot back and forth and a lot of like, had a lot coming in, a lot of traffic, incoming traffic on my phone. I was trying to like be up to date before the rest of the day happened. Literally, four people got in the Beltline, three cars in front of me. We were barely going 15 to 20 miles per hour the whole time and the limit is 60. That is beyond lethally unsafe. It's damaging to my mental capacity to handle humans because I was in the car yelling the whole time and no one was next to me to hear.
Oh, I just thought of another pet peeve.
Keep it going. Keep it going. We're on a roll, Jamie. I love
it. I
just
got another one. I don't like lateness.
I know you don't. And I know, but you still accept me. But no, I'm not late when it comes to like work or class or things, but when it comes to like things that are like they're fixed times where it's like, oh, like other things that come unplanned, that's the problem. Because then, like, if duty calls, bathroom situations, that delays me and actually
I get it more so because, like, my parents growing up, a lot of their friends were always late to things. And I used to see them get mad. And then I don't know. I feel like I just see it as, like, you're wasting, not like you're wasting my time, but it's, like, I feel like it's, like, a disrespectful thing sometimes, you know? And I have done this, and I know people who've also done this, where they've told people false times to go to places because they knew they were going to be late.
No, but that's actually really fun. I've never lied about that before. But that's actually smart, Jane. Maybe that's a new strategy that I should use. People do that a lot, they say, for certain people. You I've know, never done that before for anyone. I'm just kind of like.
I think my cousin might. No, I don't think she did for her birthday. But I know my parents have done it before for birthdays and occasions.
They say a time. And that way everyone will come on time, basically.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think because in my family, well, when it comes to like family gatherings, like no one's ever on time in my family, like both sides. Maybe that's what it
we
is.
We never start synagogue on time. Synagogue never starts on time.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it depends on what the like occasion is, I guess. But when it's like certain like – oh, we had like a certain meal or a family gathering planned at this time with like our extended cousins and everything, relatives. And then like people fluctuate on times depending on their schedules that day. And then
surprise parties. My mom has had to lie about
that. Oh, I've never even been into a surprise party, Jamie. Have you?
Yeah, we did two surprise parties for my dad for two milestone birthdays.
Oh, nice. Wait, I didn't know that. Oh, my God. I feel like that's, like, tricky to plan, to coordinate all that.
Yeah. Someone was almost late and almost ruined it the first time, and my mom was not happy.
Oh, that's tough, though. That's very tough. Oh my God.
Well, the second time my dad kind of figured it out, but the first time he had no idea.
That's awesome. I think that's a super job well done. When you can successfully surprise someone like that, I mean, kudos to you.
Yeah.
I think that's no easy task. And people think it's like a no big deal, but
my parents are pretty good at planning parties. My bat mitzvah was pretty fun.
Nice.
Anyway, but yeah, so I've that's another one.
I love that.
There's a lot. There's so many.
There's definitely a lot more. Oh yeah, I have a lot more too, but I'm not going to get into that right now.
Should we go into favorites?
Yes.
All right. Should I go or do you want to go?
Oh, I can go, Jamie, I guess, if you want first today.
Okay.
Hey, guys, our favorites. I've got a bundle. Get pumped. Like five, maybe six, maybe five and a half.
I have quite a bit.
You do?
We haven't been on for a while, so.
Yeah. Okay, I have six, Jamie. Is that kosh? No? Three?
Yes, I have more than that, so that's fine.
Do you have like 10?
I have like maybe eight.
That's fine. I'm like,
no, I have seven. I have seven.
You go. You got it. Okay, right here. Okay, guys. So some of these friends, I feel like I may have mentioned you before if you guys were listening to the pod for a while, but I'm reiterating. I think just maybe one or two I've mentioned before. One I don't think I have, but listen anyways. Get ready. Variety of different categories of life today. One of my favorites I want to mention are, I get this from Thrive Market, and I love the brand NeoCell when it comes to like collagen chews or biotin chews. And I've also been reading a lot of different studies lately from different like health publications and stuff, how there's so much research, pros and cons about how much collagen you can actually get through a supplement form or through certain powders and everything. They're all like, oh, how much can you actually process into your body, which is like bioavailable then to use in your body. Aside from all that, et cetera, I personally love the NeoCell Biotin Burst. The flavor is acai berry or acai berry, however you want to pronounce it. It tastes so good. It shouldn't be good for you. It's really good. And it's just this great thing. And the biotin aspect is fantastic because it's great for hair, skin, and nails. So I love to kind of like add that in. Again, maybe only a small portion actually contributes to that, but it's meant to be good for it. And I really trust the brand NeoCell. I know the different products that they offer. Comment, Jamie? Oh, sorry. I thought you had a comment.
I was saying no.
Oh, sorry. I thought you knew. I was like, oh, wait, experience. But yeah, so that's my first one, guys. And then also, I think I mentioned this before, Jamie, but I'm saying it again because I just love a little pampering at home thing, guys. I just wanted to give a shout out again to Skin Icelandic, the Hydrocool Firming Eye Gels, because I mentioned them before, but they're so great, guys, because any kind of like under eye sort of little love, little smile situation you put under your face, the cooling gels feel fantastic. It's this great product. They actually sell it at Ulta, Jamie, too. So I've got it before. And I really like them because I don't use them all the time at all. And I get the pack and it's like, you know, they're like, it's like a solid product. It's expensive. So I don't buy it at all very often. I got it with the gift card. And I just love it every once in a while because I've been trying to use my eye cream more and more. Especially because I know my sleep situation has been still kind of scattered. It continues to be with different things I have going on different days, some late nights, some early mornings. And I'm also just like my brain's kind of running and running. So eye cream is also great just like for aging, anti-aging, and to help kind of soothe the peepers. So all about that. And then this, Jamie, I don't think I mentioned the pod. You guys, Trader Joe's came out with a thing called Magnificauce. It's almost supposed to be like a Big Mac sauce. It came out, I think, less than a month ago, possibly. It was like all over social and everything. I've tried it, guys, and I want to say that it's fantastic. And I think it is worth the hype. Everyone's different, but it's really good, guys. Essentially, it's like a Big Mac sauce where the flavoring is kind of like a ketchup mayo and relish, but it's like doesn't sound gross like it sounds like that, I guess, Jamie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but someone was online in front of me last time I was at Trader Joe's and they found it and they were very excited.
Yes, dude, yeah, because they were like selling out and like they got more back and stuff like that. So it's called Magnificauce, guys. It's great. It's like a slim little bottle. And why it's so great, because it tastes delicious on burgers. So I just want to share because it's great to kind of have a fun little sauce like jazz up, you know, whatever you're eating. It could even be good on chicken, I'm not sure, but it's good on burgers.
Ooh, probably so. Would be.
Right, Jimmy? Kind of like a chicken sandwich maybe with that sauce? That'd be good. But anyways, I got it on burgers. Veggie burgers I literally put on and they're really good. So that. And then also, guys, I want to give a shout out to – I'm not sure if I mentioned before on the pod or not, guys, that I had become the last month or two, I became a Sakara Life affiliate, which is very exciting. And I want to mention one of their products that I love using is their Youth and Beauty Tea. They have this great kind of tea that – I love tea in general. And it's really great product that I think it's either – rooibos tea in it with a couple other ingredients, but it's very simple and it's just like a really soft kind of flavor. I think there's roomy rose petals in it or something too. It's very gentle. I love to have that at night before I go to bed. I've been getting back into a good routine of like having tea at night before I go to bed. It kind of helps my brain and body unwind. And I did that for a while after my surgery, and it was just very relaxing to me. And I love their Youth and Beauty tea. So all about guys, you know, getting kind of drinkable radiance. So I wanted to share that here. And if you guys want information about that, I'll include the link in the bio about I got a discount for you from Sakara. But then also, last little thing, Jamie, I guess I'll skip one of them I was going to mention, but that's not worth kind of giving a shout out to. The last one I want to mention is, I have not told you about this yet, but you may have seen it on my social last night. Another Trader Joe's favorite, friends. This sounds so freaking weird. Jamie's going to say gross because she doesn't eat these. But you guys, they have this new crispy, crunchy champignon mushroom snack. I know, it sounds freaking weird. Like, who wants to eat a mushroom snack? You guys, it literally tastes like a salted nut, like a sunflower seed, but it's like a little crispy mushroom in this small little bag. Maybe it's like little snack size here. It's really good. And like I said, it's like, it's crispy, crunchy. I don't know the magic, but it's really good kind of like mushroom snack. And it sounds sketchy and weird, but it's so cool in true Trader Joe fashion. So I wanted to give a little mention to that. I just had it last night and I ate the whole bag. So I was half put it aside and the rest of it was finished afterwards. But yeah, very good, guys. So a few little beauty and food things for today for me. Okay. That wasn't that bad, Jamie. Okay. Those are my little favorites.
Well, I have a Trader Joe's favorite. And I'm going to mention the gluten-free chocolate chip coffee cake muffins.
You finally tried them.
Oh, my God, they're so good. Guys, these muffins are so freaking delicious. Oh, my gosh. So they're made with sour cream, and they remind me of the muffins that this diner that I used to go to during my childhood all the time. They also used to make coffee cake muffins with sour cream. That was the guy's secret, was he would make his muffins with sour cream, and they were very delicious. You don't taste the sour cream at all. But these muffins are so freaking good. My Trader Joe's runs out of them all the time. But they finally, I went on like a random Tuesday morning and they had them and I grabbed them. And even the cashier was like, "Ooh, these muffins look intense." And I was like, I'm just happy you guys have them. I'm happy you try them. So good. So good.
Jamie, I love coffee cakes and I haven't tried those yet, but I know I keep seeing them. And then we keep talking about them because you wanted them for so long.
They're so good. They're delicious. They're sugary, cinnamony coffee cake goodness. They're so great. And then the rest of mine, guys, are really random. So bear with me. I am going to mention some apartment stuff. So I basically like kind of redid my whole apartment. If you want some really great prints at a decent price, if you're looking for some art for your apartment, this was actually recommended to me by a friend, but imfi.co. They are a website that sell different prints, kind of similar to Society 6, but I think their prints are much cheaper. You can get them unframed. So they come to you and you just buy the, like, you're better off buying the frames on Amazon because you can get a pack of two for like the price of one, or a pack of three for the price of one. But yeah, they come in all different sizes. I got some prints to hang up in my apartment. They were under like $30, free shipping. I think they ship from Germany, but they have like a plethora of stuff that you could find. You can find like themed ones, just regular abstract prints. They also have like furniture, they have everything on there. Very similar to Society 6, like I mentioned, but wanted to give them a shout out. And then I wanted to talk about some 3M products that are really good. So if you do have photos you're hanging up in big frames, I would recommend getting the 3M command strips. They have like a Velcro on them, but they all hold up to like 12 pounds and they don't take the paint off your wall. They're really good and they're very easy to put on if you're hanging up pictures and you don't have to worry about drilling a hole in your wall. However, if you do have a hole in your wall, or you were like me and you messed up some of your paint, 3M makes this spackle kit that's super simple. It was like maybe like $20 on Amazon, not even. But it comes with like a spackle thing. It comes with paper you can cut, and it's really easy to do. Like, the instructions are super easy. You can kind of tell on my wall where I fixed it. But if you're like me and you're not like the most handy person, but you know, I've become pretty handy at things, but it was a really easy fix. Like, I didn't have to call my maintenance people. I just did it myself. The instructions were super easy. It didn't take that long. It gives you everything you need, and it comes in a reusable container. So once you're done, you just seal it up, and you're done. But it was a really easy fix. And if you guys are moving and you need to patch up your walls, so, you know, you get that security deposit back. I really highly recommend it. And my mom told me about it because she had actually seen it on some home improvement shows and said that this guy recommends this if you just have like little patches that you need to do here and there. And it was super easy. And I just have two people I want to mention. So we talked about England. There are two YouTubers I want to mention. They also have Instagrams. The first one is Karen Britchick. This woman, Karen, is stunning. She is from England. She lives here in New York with her husband, I believe. I don't know if she's a designer, fashion historian, but she has a fashion background, and she does these videos where she goes around mainly Soho and parts of Brooklyn, and it's what New Yorkers are wearing. And she stops them on the street and she interviews them.
I love that.
It's very much like old school Bill Cunningham. Like, she reminds me a lot of Bill Cunningham. If you guys don't know who Bill Cunningham is, he was this legendary New York Times photographer, and he kind of started street style. Like, he's the guy who birthed it, basically. And he was very well loved in the fashion industry. So she kind of does that, and she finds the coolest people, but she has a very rich knowledge of fashion history. And I really enjoy watching her videos. It's really cool. And she's been doing them during the pandemic. Even when the weather's bad, she'll go out and do them. But her Instagram is also like very aesthetically pleasing. She has a beautiful apartment. She's also just a very stunning woman. And then I wanted to mention a British woman named Hannah, another British woman named Hannah Ricketts. Hannah lives in London. She has a vlogging channel. I just kind of came across her channel on YouTube. She lives in the Zone 2 area of London. And she does these walking tours, essentially. And right now, since London is on lockdown, she can't really go to stores or anything. So she'll pick an area of London and she'll just kind of take her camera out, take you around. She talks about some history, is some celebrities who've lived like in this area or that area. She went to a whole area of London that I had never explored. And I didn't realize that it next time I go, it's probably an area I should stay in. And it's maybe a bit not as touristy, but still really good. But I really love her videos. And she's just like a very peppy person too, which is really nice. So I really enjoy, I've been enjoying her videos lately. So yeah, those are my favorites.
Love these little like escapes to go to Jamie online, like escape, visual escapes. You know what I mean? I like that.
Yeah. She went, she did a video where she went into Selfridges and I was like, oh, Selfridges. I love Selfridges. So good. My favorite place.
Big department store in London, Jamie, yeah?
Yes, big department store. Yeah. That was started by an American.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Selfridge. He was an American, I believe. Yeah.
Mr. Selfridge. That's so cute.
Yeah, there was a TV show about it.
Oh, no way.
A few years ago. Jeremy Piven was the main actor. Yeah.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Well, everybody, guys, I hope you enjoyed our episode this week.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed. No, we're still posting every 2 weeks. We're now posting on Fridays. So we hope you guys don't mind the lag, but we'll try and post more on our Instagram as well in between, so you guys have some content.
But yes, let me say, guys, Friday mornings at omg.pod. Follow us obviously on social media, on Instagram, but also subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you listen on Spotify, however you listen to your podcast, subscribe to it then so you get notified. Like we said, Friday mornings where the episode's coming out. So you get to wake up with our voices.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, please.
Please and thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm Jamie.
I'm Krista.
See you next time.
Bye.